Item L, Judicial Branch Administration, 2015-16 Budget Change Proposal. This is a BCP to strengthen information system security and data reliability. It's an action item. We welcome Justice Huffman, who's still on the line, Judge Jim Herman, Chair of the Judicial Council Tech Committee, and Mr. Kurt Soderlund. And Justice Huffman is here again in his position as Chair of A&E.
Thank you, Chief. On the action items, in 2013, the California State Auditor issued an audit report and a confidential management letter advising that the Judicial Council needed to make immediate improvements in the controls applied to secure the Council's information systems. And in 2014, the auditor said that although the Judicial Council had made strides internally to follow industry best practices, the same capabilities, policies, and procedures implemented by the Council needed to be implemented by the courts. And this, of course, as the Council recalls, a number of trial courts have been audited and will be audited as well by the State Auditor. On receipt of the auditor's recommendations, an oversight committee of the chairs of the Judicial Council Technology Committee, the Trial Court Presiding Judges Advisory Committee, and the Court Executive Advisory Committee was established to guide the response. With the committee's oversight, the Judicial Council Technology Office has worked to comply with the auditor's recommendations, and efforts have included the adoption of a framework of information systems controls and a gap analysis to identify areas where additional focus was needed that could not be addressed with existing staff and resources. As there is no funding for the additional work needed to fully implement an information security program and resolve the California State Auditor's recommendation, it's been determined that the best solution is to seek funding through a budget change proposal. And the Judicial Council, by the way, conceptually approved this BCP at our meeting last August. The BCP is in alignment with the recently approved Court Technology Governance and Strategic Plan, and then specifically the Strategic Plan's goals 2, to optimize branch resources, and 3, optimize infrastructure, and the tactical plan initiatives as well. And with that, I'd like to turn it over to Kurt Soderlund, who will discuss what's included in detail within this BCP. Kurt?
Thank you, Judge Herman. So the BCP requests $2.4 million in 15-16 and $1.1 million in ongoing costs in subsequent years to address the CSA recommendations from their recent audit report that Judge Herman mentioned. And it pertains to the audits from CSA on judicial branch procurement activities. So the funds that are being requested will be used for these items. The implementation of user access auditing tools within the courts. This item would provide funding for the same tools implemented within the council to be licensed by the courts. This is where CSA was very critical of the fact that we basically didn't have on time, online versus manual processes for identifying when user access was granted, when it was changed, or when it was removed. The establishment of periodic information system risks assessments within the Judicial Council. We've all read recently about what's gone on with Sony and Blue Anthem most recently. The implementation of information technology disaster recovery infrastructure and capabilities within the Council. Those things are at the CTCC right now, but not as strong as they should be within the JCC itself. Implementation of a formalized information security program within the Judicial Council, again referencing Sony and Blue Anthem. Preparations for the implementation of a data classification program within the Judicial Council. Again, this gets to be an audit issue with respect to what level of protection is given to the resources that we have within our databases. I would also add very specifically that the LAO in their recommendation last year called for the augmentation of resources in order for the trial courts and for the JCC to be able to implement these things. So that was in their report. With that, I'll turn it over to Justice Huffman.
Thank you, Kurt. Under the rules of court, A&E is tasked with reviewing all budget change proposals for the Judicial Council staff. And in this one, we reviewed it on February 4th. We were aware of this issue from having also reviewed the state audit report. In In the unanimous view of the committee, this is plainly an important task properly addressed to the Judicial Council staff budget, and we're satisfied that it has been thoroughly vetted by subject matter committees with those that have expertise. Accordingly, A&E recommends approval of this BCP.
Is your mic on? Is your mic on, Judge Herman?
Perfect.
This really is critical for the trial courts because all of us are struggling and trying to be able to move from brass key security to modern security in many different areas is difficult. Sooner or later, all of us are going to face audits on this, so it's pretty important. BCP and JCTC also recommends it to the council. Any questions? Questions?
Judge So moves approval. Second. Judge Nadler and Judge Rosenberg second. Any discussion? This is, all of us well remember the report previously from the audit regarding our internal security issues with IT as described by you, Kurt, back in the day when we first discovered this issue. Any further discussion? Yes. Tangerman.
Just in keeping in mind what we just heard with regard to Nevada County and the risks that arise due to insufficient funding for these back office types of activities, this is a BCP that's going to the legislature, I assume, and so can I also assume that there will also be some description of what risks expose themselves without this funding? So that if the BCP is not granted, that everyone going forward knows what risks we are undertaking.
That's absolutely correct. It will go or has gone to the Department of Finance, and the Department of Finance, Kurt and I talked to the Department of Finance about this, and this is, you know, it's hard to read, but they were positive towards this request and at least understood exactly the point that you're making, Judge Tangerman, and from there, of course, we'll go the legislative route, and we'll make that presentation to the legislature as well. So
I just think it's important that we are on record with the risks in the event that this is denied. Thank you.
Thank you. All in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Recommendation carries. Thank you, Justice Huffman. Thank you, Judge Herman. Thank you, Kurt Soderlund.
You're welcome, Chief.